Welcome to Audix Radio's Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. In the series, we talk about the different rights that children should have both in and out of hospital and give advice to people about respecting all children. Each episode focuses on a different right where children talk about their thoughts and experiences, and an expert talks about why these rights are important for children. So sit back, relax, and listen to what they have to tell us.
Welcome to the Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. My name is Kotha and I'm a young reporter in RX Radio. Today we are going to be talking about the right to rest and fun on my own terms, where RX Radio reporters will be talking about why they think it's important for children to be able to play and rest when they need to in hospital. Occupational therapist Jana van der Walt will also be talking to us about this right from a healthcare worker's point of view. Before we start, we would like to remind you that due to the coronavirus pandemic, we are recording at home using our cell phones and computers, so the quality might not be so great, but please bear with us. Now let's take a listen to what the children and Jana think about the right to rest and fun on my own terms and what it means.
Hi, my name is Sisetu Sikiata. I'm 12 years old. I'm an RX Radio reporter. I stayed in Brooklyn Chest Hospital for 6 months because I was diagnosed with TBXDR. I think the right to have fun means I can play and be like other children. And when I'm in hospital, I can still be a child. It also means that I can be outside with friends and not always be serious.
I am Cole McLeod, I'm 14 years old, and I have a condition called cystic fibrosis, which is a lung disease. When I need to go to hospital, I usually spend time around there for 14 days. In my own terms, to rest and have fun is basically, you can like have your fun, but also not a lot of fun because you must still relax so your body can heal properly.
My name is Lita Makoso. I am 15 years old. I'm a new RX radio reporter. My condition is T-cell leukemia. I spend about 2 months at Red Cross Hospital. I think the right to rest is about when you're getting treatment, then you have a right to rest for a bit, then they restart your treatment again. I think the right to play is when you are at the hospital, then they bring you like board games or puzzles to play.
Hello everyone, my name is Nasira, I'm 12 years old and I'm an RX Radio reporter. I have a condition called CMT, which is short for Charcot-Marie Tooth Disorder. I think that it is important to acknowledge and understand that children have fun and rest in different ways due to the circumstances. For example, a child in a wheelchair might have fun by reading or listening to music, whereas a child who is able to walk maybe enjoys hiking or playing in the park. I feel that we should respect this.
My name is Courtney Summers. I'm 13 years old and I was admitted in hospital I think last year or the year before, and I'm a RX Radio young reporter. This right to me means if you can't do things, you can do things that you are capable of. You don't have to do what you can't do. You don't have to force yourself. And that's very important to yourself, that you need to enjoy yourself no matter what condition you have, no matter if you're in hospital or not, you just have to rest. Don't overwork yourself because then you're going to have problems.
My name is Jana van der Walt and I have the privilege of calling myself the Community Service Occupational Therapist at Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital for 2021. Rest and sleep is an essential component of recovery, both physically as well as mentally and emotionally. Children should sleep roughly between 9 to 15 hours daily, depending on their age. And when they're sick, they should sleep more, and this aids in their recovery. We must also consider that a child in hospital must endure things like painful procedures and frightening experiences, which also contributes for their need to get more rest. Play is the main occupation of a child. It is a means by which they learn and develop. It is also essential for their well-being, both physically and emotionally. And going back to thinking about a child in hospital and the kinds of things they endure daily, play gives them an opportunity to make decisions for themselves and to feel in control of at least a small aspect of their day. Play is also sometimes referred to as, I really love this, the spice of life for children. Spice being an acronym for socialization, physical well-being or physical activity, intellectual stimulation, creativity and emotional well-being. The phrase on my own terms, it gives me the idea that there's choice involved, not only with regard to choosing when they would like to play, as play should never be a forced thing. It also implies choice of possibly how the child would like to play. If a child is unable to execute choice in play, it can't really be considered play. This is because, for example, if I chose to colour in with a boy who doesn't enjoy and find meaning in colouring, he is not engaging in play, but rather in a playful activity. Play automatically implies that it's on the child's term and that it should always include fun, meaningful and imaginative elements.
Now that we have a better understanding of what this right means, let's take a listen to some of the experiences children have had in hospital with rest and play.
During my time in hospital, I did get a lot of time to rest because my mother was beside me. I had a certain schedule, yes, and it was like normal. You at home, you wake up for school, you wake up early, you get dressed. You eat your breakfast, it's like, it's normal. What I did with my friends that I met at hospital, we talked, we had a conversation about how we feel. It's fun, actually, when you have someone to talk to, even if your mother is there or not. But I didn't get to play with my friends, because obviously I was on a trip. I did feel a little bit uncomfortable, because I couldn't play or run around or go outside my ward and just say hi to everybody. It's something totally different that you will understand when you have an experience of it.
When I was admitted in hospital, I got time to rest. Sometimes you don't have time. When you're going for a surgery or when you're drinking your meds, sometimes you don't have time to rest. In my time at the hospital, I got a lot of time to play, maybe too much. I was playing board games, puzzles, coloring books, playing with my phone. Sometimes there were volunteers, sometimes I would play with my mom.
My experiences at physio and Red Cross Hospital is quite great. The doctors are very supportive and the physiotherapists are quite supportive as well. And they are so sweet, I have to say that. At physio, we do various exercises such as duck walk, stretches, walking on the beam, kicking the ball and catching the ball. Some activities are quite fun for me, such as kicking the ball and catching the ball. I also like doing the stretches. Some activities that are quite difficult for me is the duck walks, because we have to go down and walk like a duck and I always lose my balance and fall over, which is quite so, but it's fine.
When I was in Brooklandchest, I remember I had enough time to rest, and it was enough for me. At Brooklandchest, they have a park, and then when you're feeling better, you can go play with the other kids. On days when I feel better, I can go and play on monkey balls and slides. I also played puzzles, and sometimes the student doctors would come and play with us.
My experience being in hospital, I don't like hospitals, so that for that reason, my experience was not nice. But I've got plenty of rest in there because they put me in isolation cubicles all the time. I don't actually get to have play and have fun because they always keep me inside. Unless a physio takes me outside to do exercises, that's like the only time I go out to play and have fun.
When I was in hospital, and if they had to say no, that I can't play and I can't rest, it will make me restless. Like, I can't do this and I can't do that. Like, I just want to get out of there and go home. I want my sister, my brother, I want my daddy, I want my mommy. It's not normal to not have fun, to not rest. You have to have fun and you have to rest at a certain point.
If they told me at the hospital that I couldn't play, it would make me angry and sad because I like playing a lot.
If those rights were taken away from me, I will be really angry and sad because I like to have fun with other children and I like to play. And those rights help me to heal and rest, relax, and to feel better.
Through our experiences, we can get a deeper understanding of why it's important to have rest and fun in hospital. So let's take a listen to some of those thoughts around this right and the advice that they would like to give to healthcare workers.
Rest for children is very important because as you're in hospital, you need that rest to heal properly.
To have fun and play can help children during their time at the hospital to not think about their condition. Because they are playing.
Having fun is also important so we don't get bored and we don't get lonely and think about the people at home.
Everyone should have fun at least once in their lifetime. Not even once, like we should have fun and spoil ourselves or treat ourselves after we have done all the hard work, because there is sometimes where we have to be serious and sometimes where we can have fun.
For all the healthcare workers in the world, patients at risk is important. Don't work them out. Like, if they need physio, don't do too much because they're also going to get tired and they can't have a proper rest. And they must also have that little fun. So if they come again, nothing's bad going to happen. I trust these people.
What I think health workers should do in terms of telling patients about resting and having fun is, if it's for their own benefit, then yes, they should consider resting more than actually having fun. But the doctor should just be open to them about what they should and shouldn't do, considering what health requirements they need.
As healthcare workers, I believe we are likely to be well aware of the benefits of rest and sleep, as we ourselves know what being unable to rest makes us feel like. However, sometimes I think we overlook the importance of fun and play, as we focus heavily on trying to get the child physically and emotionally well as soon as possible. Through incorporating play and fun into everything that we do with children, not only brings joy to the day of the child we are dealing with and has a positive impact both emotionally and physically, it helps us to achieve what needs to be done in a hospital setting in a way that's comfortable and enjoyable for the child, whether this is putting in a drip or getting a child to feed themselves breakfast or even do a puzzle.
And that brings us to the end of the Children's Rights in Hospital podcast on the right to rest and fun on our own terms. We hope that you have learned something new and understood more about the role that this right plays in hospital.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this edition of Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. RX Radio, by and for children.